This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
The next two guests I'm going to bring on here in a second, I didn't know it at the time, but about 2 weeks ago, I met this family. They're friends of my daughter and son-in-law, Megan and Matt Bennett. Howie is in second grade at Holy Family with my granddaughter, Elizabeth, and they're buddies, which I think is really cool in second grade for a girl and a boy to be buddies. You know, they usually, it's always boys and it's always girls hanging out. But not anymore. I mean, I think parents have done a great job of educating their kids that everybody should be their friends, regardless if they're boys or girls, you know, at that age. Anyway, they are buddies. And they, at the time, I had no idea that Howie was an entrepreneur. And I knew that Aaron and Melissa were farmers in Milwaukee, very successful ones. But I had no idea. Until Wednesday, I look at the front page of the Herald and Review, and my gosh, there's Howie. And I said, hey, I know him. And I kept reading and reading. I go, this is him. This young guy, 7 years old, is on the front page of the Herald and Review, and he is an entrepreneur. And then the more I read, the more amazed I got. Let me just, a little excerpt. He's in kind of business with his grandpa and his mother. It says in the story, Grandpa lets Howie drive the garden tractor, and they experimented this year with planting 6 rows at a time after tilling the area. Melissa Downs, Howie's mother, said Howie hopes to save enough money to someday open his own business, and he's tucking it away for college. So I'd like to welcome to the show, first Melissa, Howie's mom, and then Howie, 7-year-old entrepreneur, celebrity here in Milwaukee and Decatur, Macon County. Good morning to you, Melissa.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Bruhani. Thank you for having us on.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Howie's there with you?
Yeah.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Do you remember meeting me? You were a little busy with a big jump house, one of those bouncy houses. I'm not sure you even knew I was there, but I remember you.
I think I remember you.
Okay. I didn't think so either. So, I don't know. We may have been in line at the Mr. Softy truck together. Do you remember the Mr. Softy truck?
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Hey, Melissa, first of all, thank you for getting up so early. I know you're probably normally getting everybody ready for school about this time, and Howie's probably getting ready for school, and for coming on it in the early shift here. But congratulations and kudos to the Herald and Review for writing such a positive story.
Yes, we really appreciate it. It was Howie's principal at Holy Family who initiated it.
Mrs. Alexander.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. We are very proud of Howie, and I think they feel the same. And they're just looking for, you know, a good feel-good story out there right now. So she contacted the Herald and Review and asked them to interview Howie.
Yeah, but you don't always see feel-good stories on the front page with a big picture like you did of Howie. But that is a perfect description of what it was. A feel-good story, an important feel-good story. It made me feel great. And I'm sure part of it was because I knew Howie and I just met him, and it was ironic and coincidental. But the other part of it was, as I thought about it, this is really the secret to the success of our country, to get work ethic instilled in young people so early in their lives. I got to admit, second grade's a little earlier than I was thinking, but tell me about that. Was that Howie's idea that he wanted to become go in the produce business, or was it your dad's idea, Howie, or was it your mom or your grandpa's?
Well, we've just had pumpkins around I've had pumpkins around when I started crawling. We had pumpkins around. We just had pumpkins around
oh.
in our garden.
Yeah.
And they just, and those pumpkins just lay around, right? They're on vines and they just lay around. You might as well do something with them.
Yeah, he started in kindergarten.
You're kidding.
I think all of us and grandparents, we brainstormed and we said, why don't we try and maybe sell your pumpkins?
Now, so in kindergarten, that would be 5 years old?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, Howie, what'd you think of that idea? Come on, Mom, I'm only 5 years old. Did you immediately start doing that at 5 years old? Well, tell me what you have to do.
Yeah.
We know that you started at some point. Maybe it was when you're almost six. Who knows? But what do you have to do to get a pumpkin from the vine, the farm, to the market? Is there a process?
So we plant the seeds in rows, big rows, and then we just let them grow.
In weed.
Yeah, grow in weed.
Grow in weed? You mean you have to pull weeds?
Yeah, and then they start getting the vines and flowers. Then after that, they start getting the pumpkins. Then we're picking the pumpkins. That's where we are right now.
What do you do after you pick the pumpkins? How do you get them on the...
We put them in the brown truck or the Ranger. And then we take them back to the shop. And then we wash them. And then mommy bags them because of the COVID-19. And then we haul them up to my grandpa and grandma's. And then we haul them to the farmer's market and sell them.
In Sullivan?
No, and sell them.
Oh, you sell them? Where's the farmer's market at?
Frankfurt.
That's like 2 hours away, isn't it?
It's only 2 hours away.
You are so amazing. I am loving this. I hope everybody else is too. I mean, first of all, not only have you taught him, Melissa, how to be a little entrepreneur early in his life, he speaks so confidently and pure and well.
Yes. I think that's probably because he's part of the whole process. Anytime you start something with children, you know, as the years go on, they become a bigger and bigger part of the process. And this year, probably how he's, he's probably been in 90% of it. You know, he's out there, the one planting, he's the one picking. Dad's helping with the heavy lifting, but he's driving the equipment, and him and his little sister are in there washing. And then, like you said, with the pandemic, the rules for the market has changed a little bit just to keep everyone safe. We've always washed our pumpkins, but now we are having to bag them. And so that's a little bit of an extra step. But then we tag them and haul them to the market each weekend.
Melissa, you call them pumpkins, but I'm looking at a picture of
them. They are gourds.
Gourds,
yeah,
right.
Gourds. Right.
Yeah. So those are decoration kind of.
In gourds. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that's what they were called until I asked my wife, what are the, are these little pumpkins? Because no, those are gourds. But they are little pumpkins too. But they're bagged.
Right.
And they look great. It would be like going to Dell's and getting a bag of bagged up candy. And then I noticed Howie, what's the name of this company? I see the name of the company on the bag.
Back in the Woods.
How did that come about? How'd you come up with the name Back in the Woods? That's good. That's a good name.
My grandpa and me were driving down 45 and he said, where is your pumpkin patch? And I said, back in the woods.
Now there you go.
Grandpa said, there's your name.
There you go. Yeah. Nick Smith is a teacher also. He's a co-host here with me, but he's a teacher at St. Teresa, and he teaches similar things like entrepreneurism to his high school students. And Nick, what do you think of this?
I got to tell you, I talked about becoming a paper boy with my mom at 10 years old, and every morning, 365 days a year, for 8 years, we were responsible for anywhere from 1 to 4 paper outs. And learning about, you know, things like money, learning about, you know, having a bank account, learning the responsibility, the routine, and you know, all the things. It's not as simple as just taking a newspaper and setting it on somebody's door. It's getting the newspapers in, bringing in the bundle, breaking them down, rolling them, getting ordering supplies, and then delivering them, then collecting on the money. And, you know, everything else is like Melissa was saying, the more that you're involved, the more you can confidently talk about it. And those sort of things translate later in life. So what Howie's doing is excellent. It puts him in giving him the experience towards work, towards the work ethic, but also it's showing him the value of working with his family, which is something that a lot of people don't get to do. He talked about grandma and grandpa and mom and dad's lifting the pumpkins. I mean, and little sisters even involved. What a better situation to be in right from the outset. And if he does this right and continues on it, sounds like he might have plans for college and having his own business. So I would say congratulations to the Downs family, all three generations, for putting together such a cool project and getting the kids involved.
Melissa, I know you got to get them ready for school, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming on this morning. But as Nick said, congratulations to you, Aaron, and to the grandparents, who've got to be really proud, as we are, of you, Howie. It's more than a good feel-good story. It's an inspirational story to see that there's such really good kids out there. And we're very proud of you, Howie. And thank you for coming on this morning, too.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Thank you.
All right. And if you would, tell my granddaughter Elizabeth hello this morning if you see her, okay?
We will. Okay. She was out here last night picking out pumpkins.
Oh, good for her. All right, you guys. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye, Howie. Bye, Melissa.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.